and your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of buildings that have laid waste for many generations, and you shall be called repairer of the breach, restorer of streets to dwell in. Hi, y'all. It's the regular podcast host, Elizabeth, and this is Sassy Podcast. How did you enjoy your weekend? As is to be expected with the current unfolding drama in Nigeria, my heart cry right now is for her. I feel pained when I hear the people who ought to be leading the drive for restoration and innovation walk the path of apathy. Do you know the meaning of political apathy? Political apathy is best described as when a citizen is indifferent in their attitude to political activities, such as electing politicians, having opinions, and their civic responsibility. A more simplified term for political apathy would be that someone cannot be bothered to participate in their country's political system. That definition was gotten from tutor2u.net. As a Nigerian, I know that political apathy is the easy way out of the nightmare that can ensue from paying close attention to the current status quo. I too have been guilty of this, my dear. Please, y'all, let's not give up on Nigeria. She's a young country and will eventually get it right. Please do what you can within your capacity for her. As for me, I have chosen to spread the message of hope. How about you? What can you do for her? Before you cite South Africa as an example of a young country that is thriving, please understand the uniqueness of this nation with all her different cultures and languages. There's bound to be lots and lots of disagreements and misunderstandings too, coupled with the greed and FOMO, that is fear of missing out of those who have, you know, firmly held on to power all these years. Aren't you just amazed that Nigeria has still not unraveled worse than this? Every time I hear Nigeria, it fills me with hope because, in spite of all she's gone through, she's still standing strong. At least from my own point of view. The Bible, and not necessarily Plantation Boys, says a living dog is better than a dead lion. So as long as Nigeria is still standing, I am still hopeful. I pray to God to become a tool in his hands in the rebuilding of Nigeria's ancient ruins. I pray that God would use me to raise up the foundations of buildings that have laid waste for many generations in Nigeria. I pray that it shall come to pass, that I shall be called repairer of the breach and restorer of streets to dwell in. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening. God bless you.